Radio. Now, back to Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Roger, JP Show, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. I thought this was a really cool idea, but they had to shut it down. This guy had a great idea to open up a portal on a corner of a street in New York and have it connected, a big like circular video screen you stand in front of, and you could see right to a street on the corner of Dublin in Ireland. Like kind of a cool idea where people is live, you're seeing people, hi, how you doing? And they're right there and you can talk to them and all that kind of stuff.
But was there one on the other end that saw the same people in New York?
Yeah.
So if I'm looking
exactly.
If I'm looking into that portal, some dude in Dublin is looking at me back. Yep. Right?
Exactly right. So I thought it was a really cool idea.
Was it supposed to be art? What was the purpose of it?
I think it was an experiment just to see.
Is it a tourism thing?
I think it's all of it. It was basically just a communication bridge between the two. And he was a Lithuanian artist. And he was kind of just like trying to have people over borders and differences. And like it shrinks the world when you do that, you know, when you can see Dublin right in front of you and you're standing in the city on this corner of a New York City street. So what happens? Why'd they have to close it after a week?
Let me guess. Let me see if I can guess it.
Yeah.
It's whatever the reason is closed is because of something on the New York side of this portal, correct?
Incorrect.
Oh.
Incorrect. I thought for sure it was some vagrant taking a dump on it.
It's the drunk Irish. What's going on over there? They had one guy mooned New York. They had another girl whoop out her boobs. They had one person hold their phone up to the camera showing smoking pictures of the Twin Towers.
Oh,
like,
my God.
What are you doing, bro?
Whoa.
Everybody's having a good time with this, and then they hold the camera up. Right. And among all the situations that went on, swear words, inappropriate images on phone screens, et cetera.
So like, much for shrinking the world.
Yeah, right. All right, we'll close it down, and now they're going to like try to fix it with technical solutions. So I guess everything
right,
might be on a delay,
but
you
whole,
want to lie.
The whole purpose is you want it to be real interaction, right? That's
right.
The whole purpose of it.
And they're saying it was only like a few people. It was a small, but like everybody generally had a good time with it. So for those small
Monica,
few people, who cares?
This is what happens when you think the best of people.
No. Well,
you know what I'm saying? This guy went into this project with nothing but the best intentions of doing exactly what Raj said, shrinking the world. Turning two cities into one, all that kind of thing. And it's like everything that always happens, people bastardize it.
But
you know?
That's why we can't have nice things. Comes from somewhere.
I guess.
Right?
It really does.
So
now they're going to use technology to, like, if a lady goes up and flashes her boobs, that technology will block it. So
well,
maybe it'll be a couple seconds off so it has time, or a second off so it has time to block.
So,
or if a guy moons, you know.
Okay, everybody's looking at my boobs now.
Right. So all of the bad actors.
Mm-hmm.
All of them were on the Dublin side?
That's what it says.
Wow.
Yeah, there was video
I feel
of a
like
guy.
They're holding back.
There was a video of a guy on the Dublin side whipping his pants down, like mooning the thing and then taking off. It was funny. I mean, nobody, I don't know, it wasn't that bad, but whatever. And there was enough cursing and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, over there they use the C word a lot. So maybe there's a lot of that going on. And,
so what did they, I wonder what they expected to happen. Did they think people were going to just stop their day and have conversations with strangers?
It's a nice thing, yeah.
Literally.
I saw it pop up last week. I thought Roger could meet his Irish cousins that you're going to be staying with.
Yeah.
You could work something out.
Oh, meet you at the portal.
Yeah.
And last I checked, he's married to his Irish cousin.
Oh,
yeah,
never
wait
mind.
A minute now.
I'll see you in the living room. Yeah.
Not true.
I'll see you in the living room. it's just an
experiment, and it's a giant circular screen. So it like sits like it could sit in the middle of a road and kind of block. It could definitely block a lane if not two. So the portal is kind of big. So people, you know, walking by, whether you're tourists or you live there, it's kind of cool to walk by and realize you're looking at other people doing the exact same thing in another part of the world. And it's kind of cool. And I mean, maybe that's a cool thing to have. Maybe we should have it like city to city in America, you know?
No,
you have
America
one in the middle of Tampa. Maybe you're talking to Toledo, Ohio. You know, I don't know.
America's not ready for that. America, because it'll instantly, and I hate this so much, but it'll instantly turn political. And there'll be.
You think so? Something like that?
It's ridiculous. I know it. Little simple things do. Like at the grocery store, little tiny things turn political.
People co-opt things.
I would really hope not, but I would. not want that to be just another agent to
divide.
Make, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's one thing they didn't mention happening here. But then again, you're Americans talking to Irish.
Right.
So we don't really have, nobody even knows about, you know, we don't even know what their premier's name is. It's just how it is. And we don't care about the politics in that case.
In Ireland? I don't think they have any.
What?
What happens in Ireland?
I don't even think they have. I think
yeah, they're
just.
Prime Minister.
They gotta have.
I know, but I think everybody just kind of like, all right, we know what's cool and what's not cool. Let's just do that.
I can't be like Ireland. And they drink a lot, don't they? Let's be like Ireland. I'm moving to Ireland.
That's
damn
a horrible characterization of the Irish.
We know.
They what?
Right. We just know. Well, we know what works. We know what's cool. Let's just do that. I think that's a fantastic way to go to. Yes. Through life.
With you.
And then when there are issues that come up that are pressing, yeah, a la something like AI is starting to creep its way in, like, okay, let's take a look at this. You know?
Yeah. And everybody and then, will be on the same page as far as, well,
yeah,
this
because,
is causing
yeah,
problems.
Know,
yeah.
Right. We all know what's cool and what's not cool. Yeah. Let's just do that.
Yeah. One bad apple shouldn't ruin it. You have plexiglass. One guy draws D's on it. You don't take away all the plexiglass, yeah, right?
Right.
Well, isn't that what exactly what happened in your case? When's the last time you saw a Gatorade bottle in the building?
Yeah. Took away all the Gatorade.
You know what I'm talking about.
No, it's only bottles that you can't fit in.
Mr. Lowest Common Denominator.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm crazy over here.
You are the shrimp of comedy.
Wait,
oh, my God. That was what?
What? Rude.
What the hell was that mean?
Well, he's a bottom feeder.
Oh.
Okay.
Wow.
Shrimp eat the bottom.
That felt weird.
Do they? Crabs what? Eat the bottom. I don't know. Shrimp do.
Like
shrimp,
catfish do.
I was going to say, you could have said catfish.
Mm. Yeah.
You're a catfish of comedy. You can name a lot of things.
That felt
suckerfish
tightest
of comedy. I don't know.
Suckerfish.
You called the short guy a shrimp. It's not a good movie.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. Oh. See, I don't think of Dizzy as short.
Right.
Ah.
He's not black either, right?
I would normally disagree, but
Dizzy.
Roger, your mouth is nuts.
He's from Canada.
Saying things you mean it to say these days. So I guess, you know.
Say what you need to say.
Things are changing.
It has been a rather blue day today. So
Roger chose
to
violence
back
today.
Sorry, Diz. I'll try to hold back. All right, well, Roger, JP, it's 1025. Maybe it's reading about this portal that's really got me fired up. I want to misbehave like all these people on the portal.
I'm actually just proud of New York City that it's not down because of,
I know,
like, anybody there.
I totally thought it was
shocked.
Us.
Shocked.
I mean, why wouldn't it be?
I never would have thought they were going to tell me it was the Irish.
Right. All the nice Irish in their cable-knit sweaters. Oh.
Inviting,
you know,
family
nicely
members they've never met to stay with them. It's all nice,
right,
stuff.
Right,
yeah,
right. It would be us. And yeah, nope, apparently not. Mm. All right, well, Roger, JP, we'll be right back.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.